So you're listening to Free Radio Olympia on 98.5 FM. I'm DJ Question Mark, and I have somebody here on the line from Denver Anarchist Black Cross. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, my name is Whitney.
And can you tell us about the Anarchist Black Cross in Denver, what it is, and what's the history of the group?
The history of the Denver Anarchist Black Cross is that we started almost 2 years ago, and Denver Anarchist Black Cross primarily does political prisoner support, but we just do movement defense in general. Here in Denver, we have several projects going to support the radical scene, and specifically the anarchist scene, but yeah.
Can you tell us about the projects your group's all involved in? Most notably, I guess, to start off with, the political prisoner database. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we try and keep a really extensive database on political prisoners in the U.S., both from earth and animal defense movements, from black liberation movements, from Native American liberation movements, just basically a lot of the radical movements in general, anarchist prisoners, et cetera. We do a monthly letter writing night where we support a lot of these prisoners. We usually have a special focus, once again, be it, you know, earth and animal defense, parents who are prisoners. And we kind of try to focus on what their issues are, what their struggles are. Staying goal with three might be one, for example, and really talking about what their case is, how we can support them, what they need, what their addresses are. At those letter writing nights, we also always have a list of political prisoners whose birthdays it is that month, and we try and send them birthday cards. We also do have our own personal war chest where we send money to prisoners. We have an ongoing arrangement with Matuli Shakur where we send him money every month, and occasionally other prisoners who need it for their defense funds or just, you know, for their own personal use, we will send money to them as well.
Let's see, and you also have like a mutual aid fund. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we have a mutual aid fund. We regularly do fundraisers where we ask the community to come. We throw events and we raise money for the mutual aid fund. For example, we just had a cakewalk the other day where we had some local bands play. We had a cakewalk, we gave away baked goods, and we raised a lot of money for the mutual aid fund. And basically what it is we raise this money, and then when people in our community need help paying a bill, fixing their car, getting bailed out of jail, putting some rent money down, buying groceries, whatever it is, that they can come and take money from the mutual aid fund to, you know, help support this community and help support the people in it.
And what's the Emergency Response Network?
The Emergency Response Network is a system that we have set up where we have people's cell phone information and or email information, and when there are alerts for prisoners, we need to do call-ins to help with their information for legal defense. If they're, like when Marilyn Buck was having all of her health issues, we had bulletins going out about that. When there are local arrests, when there are issues going on that we feel like people in the radical community would need to know about immediately and we need help around, then we send out bulletins over the Emergency Response Network, and people either receive them via text or email.
And so you're having a national conference coming up. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're going to be having a conference coming up in August here in Denver. It is specifically for anarchists, and we are going to be talking once again about movement defense in general and a lot specifically around political prisoner support, and just really trying to maintain a movement on that. There is the Anarchist Black Cross Federation. Denver Anarchist Black Cross is not a part of the Federation, and we're really trying to create a sustainable network of political prisoner defense throughout the country and really stay plugged in and make sure that we're all, you know, working towards a common goal and getting to know each other and figuring out what other communities are doing and what we're doing and really doing some skill shares around how we can defend our movement and defend political prisoners better. We have so many other projects going on that we're so excited to share. Like, we have Nurturing Liberation, where we actually, you know, almost half of our collective is parents, and we have a lot of kids, and we try and really build a multi-generational movement. A lot of what Nurturing Liberation does is provide childcare for meetings and support parents so that parents can continue to be a part of this movement, because unfortunately, specifically in radical movements and the anarchist movement, a lot of times it is so youth-based because there is no support system set up for parents and for children. And we've really been trying to fix that. We're also trying to not just watch the children in another space, but also help them be a part of this community and feel active and feel really involved and educated. It's really awesome.
So how does Denver Anarchist Black Cross fit into the wider social movement in Denver?
I mean, we really try and work a lot with other groups. We work closely with a lot of immigrant rights groups in Denver. We work closely with a lot of the, you know, queer community in Denver. We really try and build bonds in between our groups, and we do a lot of support for other groups here in Denver, both by showing up and by trying to help fundraise, and the same back. You know, we get a lot of, there's a lot of reciprocity here in Denver. It's a really great place to be building community. We are the only outwardly anarchist group. I mean, obviously we have Food Not Bombs, we have the Bike Collective, we have all these other things that are going on, but we are explicitly an anarchist group, and we're really excited to be able to offer that perspective to this community. We really try and work really closely with other radical communities and projects here in Denver.
So Olympia, for example, doesn't have an anarchist Black Cross. What can people in towns that don't have such a group, what first steps could they take to maybe start organizing prisoner support?
I definitely think, you know, visit Anarchist Black Cross blog. I think that if if people want to download our database and use that as a jumping off point to figure out who they want to start contacting, I think that that's a really great thing. Just start contacting. Just start writing to prisoners. Start figuring out how you can support. And sometimes even just writing letters is so much support, just to let them know, hey, you're not forgotten. If people are able to come out to the conference in August, and come and still share with us and figure out, you know, what resources do you have, what resources do you need, what can, you know, you share with us, and what can we learn from you, and what can we bring to you and help teach to you. That would be awesome. We totally are available through email. We would love to, like, outreach with folks in Olympia and help you all get something started if you needed that. And if not, I think that, you know, really anarchist principles are pretty good at really, you know, helping people be self-sufficient and in learning that kind of thing, and all you need is just the right fire to get it started, and it'll be awesome.
you mentioned movement defense. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
We really work both for, you know, trying to provide internal and external movement defense. We really try and stop snitch jacketing. So in other words, you know, there's a lot of accusing people of being snitches, and sometimes that isn't true. Shit talking, we really work. I mean, obviously everyone's flawed, we're all human, but we really try and keep the interpersonal dynamics in our group really strong. We try not to just simply work together, but also be a small mini community and a mini family and really support each other and have each other's back. And the same with other groups in our community. We try really hard to be supportive, stop shit-talking, stop, really pointing out other people's flaws, and instead trying to build each other up and figure out how we can make each other stronger and where we can form alliances. And, of course, external movement defense. We recently had a member of our community who's being targeted by the FBI, and really we, you know, went to the FBI headquarters and let them know, hey, we know that you're targeting him. We know that what you're doing, and we're not going to take it, and we're not going to just let this happen, and we will, we know what you're doing. You know, we're an above-ground organization. We're not doing anything illegal, and we have no problem saying, you know, that we're not afraid of you either. because you've got nothing on us.
Right on. I guess, can you tell us about the conference, when it is, and a little more information about it, please?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you tell us a little bit more about the conference, like when it is, and what people might expect to see?
Yeah, the conference, now I have to look at my book. The conference is in August, and I can get you the exact date, but it is August 12th through 14th. It is here in Denver. Please, you know, go to our blog, get more information, let us know if you want to come out, if you need housing, whatever you need. And we are in the process right now of building a real agenda around it. And, you know, we already have some speakers lined up to come out, and we're really excited about that. And we'll be posting all that once we have that all firmed up a lot more. But we are planning on getting some political prisoners out here, you know, former political prisoners out here to speak, people who are really involved in a lot of those movements, to come and help share some their experiences as political prisoners and doing direct support with political prisoners. You know, once again, a lot of skill sharing around what's working in other communities, what's not working in other communities, where we need help, where we need to share resources, and just other ideas around the movement defense. What can we do to protect ourselves internally from breaking down, from burning out, from shutting people? How can we be a more inclusive movement? And then externally, how do we fight COINTELPRO? How do we fight, you know, the anti-terrorism laws and everything that are going on right now that are trying to scare us out of, you know, speaking the truth and being radicals and being anarchists. And so what can we do to really, you know, help us protect ourselves from that? And so, yeah, we're open for ideas. If people have ideas around workshops, please contact us. We're really, really excited about it. It should be awesome.
Well, great. Thanks. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, just visit our, you know, we have a WordPress blog, Denver Anarchist Black Cross. You can Google us. It's really easy to find. Feel free to contact us, and we're really stoked to be talking to you, and thank you for your interest.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to Free Radio Olympia on 98.5 FM, and thanks again for being on the radio.